Good afternoon and welcome to the CFL Season Preview Teleconference Series with the Ottawa Redblacks. Your host is Monsieur Olivier Poulin. Please go ahead, sir.
Merci, Paul. Bonjour tout le monde. Hi, everyone, and thank you for being with us today as we start the 2017 CFL Season Preview Teleconference Series. First team to join us is also the last one that left the field in 2016 after a thrilling overtime win at the 104th Grey Cup presented by Shaw, the Ottawa Redblacks. Merci de vous joindre à nous aujourd'hui dans le cadre de la première téléconférence sur l'aperçu de la saison 2017 de la LCF. Et pour démarrer le tout, nous sommes en compagnie des champions en titre de la Coupe Grey, le Rouge et Noir d'Ottawa, ainsi que ses représentants. With us on the phone, General Manager, le directeur général, Marcel Desjardins, the head coach, l'entraîneur-chef, Rick Campbell, et le quart arrière, quarterback, Trevor Harris. We'll go straight to questions. On va passer directement aux questions. Paul, please go ahead with the instructions.
Thank you, Mr. Poulin. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad. And if at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register. Thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The first question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. Marcel, I'm wondering if I could ask you and get the first question out of the way about Brock leaving to go to Edmonton. Your thoughts about that and if there's ever such a good thing as a good time for this to happen to an organization.
Well, I mean, obviously the timing isn't ideal for us, but at the end of the day, we felt that it was imperative that we allow Brock the opportunity to interview there, and obviously it worked out for him, and we're happy for him. We're thankful for what he brought to our organization, but we're also very comfortable moving forward with the group that we have, and we'll look at all opportunities or options, I guess, as it relates to what we're going to do next in terms of staffing.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Tim Baines from Post Media. Please go ahead.
Question is for Coach Campbell. Talk about specifically the couple of weeks leading into a mini camp. What have the coaches been up to? What kind of preparations required when you really have a bunch of newcomers coming in?
Yeah, so it's our job as coaches is we want to try to get the guys that are CFL rookies and the guys that are new to us up to speed so that they can compete with the veterans on a level playing field just from learning the game and learning our schemes and what we do from a playbook point of view. So we spend time, we use technology, we have some things we can use with iPads and that type of stuff where they can view the playbook, and we have some online meetings and do that type of stuff, and then use this mini camp to get them up to speed, because the CFL is unique in that we only have 2 preseason games. It's really about a 3-week training camp. And so for a new guy to crack the roster, he really needs to come in ready to go, and that's what we're doing with him right now.
Thank you. The next question is from Martin Contois from Journal Le Droit. À vous la parole. Please go ahead.
La question est pour M. Desjardins. Qu'est-ce que vous voulez voir cette semaine au minicamp, vos attentes par rapport aux joueurs qui vont se présenter?
Pour nous autres, c'est tout simplement une façon d'évaluer les joueurs, les nouveaux venus à notre équipe, et puis voir à comment ces joueurs-là peuvent se comparer aux joueurs qui vont être de retour une fois que le camp d'entraînement principal débute. Donc, c'est simplement voir est-ce que, dans notre opinion, le joueur est le même joueur qu'on a déjà vu. Et deuxièmement, est-ce qu'on l'a, dépendamment de la position, est-ce que ce joueur-là, est-ce qu'on l'a dans l'alignement au bon poste? Donc, est-ce que c'est plutôt un secondaire ou un demi-défensif, etc.?
Est-ce que vous avez hâte, justement, de voir peut-être la chimie entre vos nouveaux receveurs puis votre nouveau carrière numéro 1?
C'est toujours quelque chose, mais vraiment c'est plutôt voir la performance individuelle du joueur au lieu de regarder ça du point de vue de la chimie entre, disons, le corps arrière et le receveur.
Merci.
Merci. Thank you. The next question is from Dan Rao from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Marcel and Rick, I'm just wondering if I could ask you both this question. I know change is probably the only constant in your world, but can you talk about what sort of changes were made this off season and sort of now the challenge of defending the Grey Cup? You know, what sort of challenge that creates as opposed to 2 years ago when you were still going after it?
Well, this is Rick.
Yep.
That's going to be a reality in pro football. Like you had mentioned, there's going to be change. We're fortunate that we've kept the whole coaching staff here. That provides a lot of continuity. We also have a core group of players here that understand what we're about and what we're doing here, and they can help bridge the gap as some new guys come in. I think the challenge is the same regardless whether you win the Grey Cup or not. Every year is a new year and a new team. And, we're in a race every day to try to become as good a team as we can become. And that's what we're doing. And we feel confident, like I said, between the coaches we have and the players that are coming back, that we can bridge the gap and go from there.
Yeah, just to add a little bit to that, Dan, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, like Rick said, I mean, whether you win or, the Grey Cup or not, there is constantly going to be change, whether it's change that, in terms of the decisions are yours as a team or the players decide to move to other teams or whatnot. At the end of the day, it's something that we are always prepared for, and we usually are scouting, and looking for players to fill the voids, years in advance. So at the end of the day, we feel we have a good crop of players coming in, younger guys, and obviously players that we've signed from other teams. So our coaches are going to do a great job to get all these guys on the same page so that when we hit training camp, we won't miss a beat, really.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from David Sanchez from TSN Radio, CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys. My question, as Brock's leaving right before the draft, this is a different circumstance. You guys share all the same information as you've gone through this process. Is there any sort of understanding between you guys, for Rick or Marcel or both of you guys, understanding between you guys or a professional courtesy as you go into the draft, both knowing what each other wants to do in the draft and how your players are ranked?
The only thing I'll say about that whole, process is that, Brock's information relative to the Red Blacks and the draft is really right now limited to his own personal views. So anything to do with the bigger picture is not something that's been shared as a group at this point. So there's no real concerns there.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Tim Baines from Post Media News. Please go ahead.
Question is for Trevor. Wondering about thought process and preparation coming into a season where it's pretty obvious that you will be the starting quarterback. Anything different this offseason in terms of preparation?
No, not for me. The way I've trained and the things that I've done have been much different. But it's been a lot of fun and sort of ways that I've been challenging myself. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for who I am. I'm responsible for who I become, and I'm responsible for maintaining a great attitude, effort, my character, who I am on and off the field. And, that's just the things I really focus on is just, bettering myself every single day and trying to be the best version of myself. I try to not get too wrapped up in, who's what on what team. I just want to make sure I'm pulling the weight that I'm supposed to, whatever role I'm given.
You've talked in the past about improving 1%, and correct me if I'm wrong, improvement every day. How much better can you become as a quarterback? What do you see? Where can you get better?
I think all quarterbacks would tell you they can get better mentally. When you get to a certain point, you are who you are physically. I'm not going to turn into Michael Vick all of a sudden, running the football, but, I can sharpen my skills agility-wise. I can sharpen my skills throwing the football-wise, but I think mentally is the biggest stride we can make, and I've done a lot of different avenues this off season in terms of challenging myself physically. But more than anything, I've done things to challenge myself mentally, which has been really, really fun. And, you know, in terms of just watching film and doing different sorts of brain training and, you know, challenging myself in that way. So, you know, at this point, you're not going to get 20, 30% better every offseason. You're going to get, you know, that 1%. And that's really what separates the good from the great, from the legends. And, you know, if you can keep climbing that 1 to 2% every offseason, you'll find yourself in a good spot every year.
Thank you. The next question is from Miguel Bujol from La Presse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and first off, congratulations for your championship. Une question pour Marcel. Normalement, lorsqu'une équipe, Marcel, se rend en finale deux années de suite et qui gagne un championnat, il peut avoir des chances qu'il y ait peut-être un petit peu moins de motivation, veut pas. Sens-tu qu'étant donné que ça va être un nouveau corps arrière, que tu as quand même fait des changements, notamment au niveau des receveurs, qu'il y a moins ce danger-là, qu'il y a plus de chances que l'équipe reste motivée là à son maximum?
Oui, aucun doute. Je dirais que le fait qu'il y a des changements, ça peut être positif aussi, comme tu viens de le dire. Donc, pour nous autres, on regarde ça de cette façon-là. C'est un challenge pour tout le monde d'essayer de prendre la prochaine étape. Évidemment, pour nous autres, avec la Coupe Grey ici à Ottawa, c'est quelque chose qui est très important pour nous autres ici, puis on aimerait être capable d'y participer. Donc, c'est quelque chose d'autre qui nous donne un objectif pour la saison. Et la motivation de nos joueurs, c'est quelque chose que je questionne jamais. Et je sais que nos entraîneurs vont faire tout un boulot pour préparer nos joueurs dès le début du camp d'entraînement.
OK, merci.
Merci. Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. N'hésitez pas à faire étoile 1 pour toute question. The next question is from Dan Rao from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Trevor, you are, as Tim had said, you're the number one quarterback going in, and I'm wondering what lessons did you learn last year from Henry, and knowing that you know you don't have him behind you this year, what sort of challenges does that create?
In terms of learning from Hank, you know, I learned the same amount from Hank as I do from Danny or guys that I've played with in the past. You know, Ricky Ray and Zach and Mitchell and all the guys that I've played with. And so, you know, I learned a ton from Hank, but also I learned a ton from the other guys I've played with. And so that's a really fun thing is to see what kind of tools you can add to your toolbox. And, you know, without Hank, obviously it presents some challenges, you know, but bringing in Drew, we have depth as well, the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
We've added that. And so in terms of not having Hank, you know, I guess it's not really a ton different in the way I approach or the way I play. I just go out and just do the best that I can and make sure I'm the best quarterback I can be for this organization, and as long as I do that and, you know, focus every single day, treat practice the same I would as the Grey Cup, then it's going to be just fine.
So suffice to say, no matter who you're with, you always pick up something from every other quarterback that you've played with?
Oh, for sure. I mean, everybody's greater than us in some way, and in that, we're always learning. And somebody mm-hmm. told me that a long time ago, and I think that's holding true to this day in my life, and I firmly believe it will for the rest of my life.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Martin Contois from Journal Le Droit. Please go ahead. À vous la parole.
Trevor, just health-wise, last year you were banged up. How's the body feeling a couple of days away from the minicamp?
Feels great. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, the first month or two of the off-season challenge to put yourself back together, you play, you know, a certain amount of games and in 6 months, and, you know, I sustained a knee and ankle and back deal last year. And so, you know, once you get that healed up and you're good to go, it's about building your body back up and getting ready to beat it down again. And so it's, you know, the vicious cycle of that. But, you know, I'm ready to go and never felt better physically, mentally, emotionally, all that kind of stuff. And so I'm just really fired up and can't wait to get back to the season and get a new opportunity to come out and try and hopefully win a Grey Cup.
Did you get the chance to talk on the phone or exchange text messages with the new receivers, with Kenny Deontay?
Oh, yeah. I'm in contact with the guys pretty often. I try and text teammates every single day, just making sure they know I'm thinking about them. And You know, they're your guys, and you know, you're a family, you're a band of brothers, and you just want to make sure that they know that they care, that you care about them outside of football as well. And so, I talked to Kenny, Deontay, and Greg, Brad, Jaron, all the guys. I tried to make sure I contacted all of them to just see how they're doing, see how their offseason's going, and just all of them really fired up to get to work with them.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you. The next question is from Renaud Bourbonnais from Unique FM. Please go ahead. À vous la parole.
Question pour Monsieur Desjardins. En fait, avec le départ là, de Henry Burris qui est parti là, pour la retraite, à quel point c'est important d'aller chercher un vétéran correct pour épauler Trevor?
Extrêmement important. On a vu l'année passée que dès le premier match, on a perdu notre premier corps arrière et il fallait se fier à notre second corps arrière qui était Trevor. Donc là, dans notre situation pour 2017, avec Drew Tate qui est maintenant avec nous autres, ça nous donne quand même une bonne option comme un deuxième corps arrière. Et on a beaucoup de confiance aussi dans les deux autres corps arrière qui vont se présenter ici au camp d'entraînement.
Et qu'est-ce qui a fait en sorte que vous avez choisi de prendre Drew Tate plutôt que n'importe qui d'autre? Qu'est-ce que vous avez repéré chez lui de particulièrement?
Bien, évidemment, c'est un gars avec beaucoup d'expérience. Il a déjà été partant dans la Ligue. En même temps, il n'y avait pas beaucoup d'options pour essayer de trouver un vétéran à ce poste-là. Mais pour nous autres, on croyait sincèrement que c'était la bonne option pour nous autres.
Parfait. Merci.
Merci. Thank you. The next question is from Tim Baines from Post Media. Please go ahead.
Coach Campbell, you've talked about how much you've enjoyed the Ottawa experience, making the right decision to move here and become that first head coach. Has that experience become even enhanced? And what have you seen this offseason? It's got to be like you're a conquering hero. What have you experienced being out in the community?
Those are strong words there, Tim. It's like I said, I've always got a real genuine experience being in this town and seeing the fans. And the one thing I didn't have is I recognized it, but until you experienced it, especially the older fans that have been around a long time that have been through a couple of franchises here, just to see how happy they were that we were able to come through and win the whole thing. So that was a great experience. But the whole thing we've been trying to do is also move on from it. It's important that we turn the page, and while we'll always be proud of it, that we know it's a new year and a new time, and we want to, as a franchise, we want to be people that compete every year, and we want to be a perennial playoff team. Our goal every year is to be a playoff team and then see what damage we can do from there, and so we want to make sure we're getting all our ducks in a row so that we can be consistently good year in and year out.
You look at what you've got right now, and obviously we haven't even had mini camp. We haven't had training camp. But you look at the talent here, and do you see a squad that can take another step ahead?
Yeah, we need to. I mean, we obviously won at the right times last year. We won a lot of important games, and we lost some games that we felt we should have won too. So it's really important that we get better as a football team, and you know, there's full credit to our 2016 version of the Red Blacks. We came through and got it done, but you know, we think there's opportunities for growth even with the new guys that are coming in, and that also that we can coach them better. And we're gonna continue to do that, because in this business you're either going up or you're going down, and we want to make sure we're going up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from David Sanchez from TSN Radio, CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
This question is for Rick. You talk about, obviously, the success of you guys has now created the opportunities for, you know, Forrest and Abdul and Jeff Richards, Mitchell. All these guys have moved onwards because of the success of them and your team. Coming into camp now, you know, in the secondary, communication is so important. People would some would say that it's going to be impossible to succeed with, you know, possibly four new guys in your secondary. Can you give me a couple of names of some front runners as you go into camp here who look like they might be in the lead for the, for these jobs going in, and how do you fill that many spots in the training camp?
Well, the good news, I mean, that's, you're smart to recognize that because you know how hard it is in the CFL with all of the motion and the stuff that goes on. The good news is we have the same defensive staff and we have the same defensive back coach in Charlton. And then we have carryover as far as Jarrell Gavins is back, Pruno, Rose. You know, there's several guys that are coming back, so it's going to be a mix of making sure those guys that we've had from last year can mix in with these new guys. And, you know, as you know, all those guys that you just mentioned that left to go to the NFL, they were the new guys a year or two ago. So we got to make sure we coach them up and be smart. And I'm really trying to keep an open mind the longer I'm in this game, as you mentioned, about who's going to step up. I'm going to let the players figure that out. So when they come here to mini camp and they come to training camp, as we're going to keep an open mind and let the players decide it on the field and then go from there.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. The next question is from Dan Ralph from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Rick, I wonder how long you let your players bask in the glow of 216. I mean, is it the message you set out in minicamp that what's done is done, or do you wait till training camp to deliver that message?
No, that's what's done is done. Like I said, we're always going to be proud of it. But regardless of the result from the previous season, is you have to move on and move on to the next season, because it honestly is always just a new season and a new process each year. I'm hoping the guys have gotten over it a couple months ago. Like I said, you can always be proud of it and remember it and do that. But it's really important that you turn the page. And so we're moving on. And get ready for 2017.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from David Sanchez from TSN Radio, CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
For Trevor. Trevor, what did you see in Deontay and Kenny? What special attributes do you see in them? Watching them, obviously you've been with them in Toronto, but watching them now and the last season, what special attributes do you see these guys bring to you guys?
Well, Kenny's an exceptional route runner, and there's not a lot of people in the league that can get true separation just in their routes, and he's able to do that. So, you know, hopefully we can find a lot of ways for him to use that, and he's obviously a speed guy. And Deontay's the same way. He's a sneaky good route runner. A lot of people don't regard him as that, but he's very, very good route runner, and he's exceptional. He's a returner type of guy. But when you get in the open field, he's a guy that he can turn the jets on and take it 60 on just a short flat route or a slide route. So, you know, hopefully we can get him in space and get him rolling as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I would now like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Poulin. A vous la parole, Mr. Poulin.
Merci, Paul. We'll do one last call for questions just to see if anyone wants to ask a question to our guests. We still have them for a couple of minutes, so please, anyone on the call that would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Quelqu'un qui aurait des questions, nos invités sont avec nous pour encore à peu près une minute ou deux, là, donc simplement presser étoile 1 pour voir si il y a des questions à poser. Et je crois qu'effectivement, on a un preneur. Paul, I'm turning it back to you.
Thank you. Merci. Yes, we do have a question. It is from Marc Legault from 104.7 FM. Please go ahead.
Oui, la question est pour Monsieur Desjardins. Marcel, il y a eu plusieurs changements à Ottawa, mais également dans les trois autres formations de la division S. C'est quoi votre évaluation justement du travail qui a été fait ailleurs dans la division?
Bien évidemment, c'est le but de chaque organisation de s'améliorer, et ça s'est fait dans les autres équipes de l'Est. De notre côté aussi, on croit qu'on est une équipe peut-être différente, mais je dirais améliorée aussi. Peut-être pas du point de vue de profondeur nécessairement, mais du point de vue des premiers éléments. Donc, écoute, il y a beaucoup de choses qui peuvent se passer dès le début du camp d'entraînement jusqu'au début de la saison, du point de vue blessure, coupure de joueurs dans la division, etc. Donc, restera à voir quelles équipes, quel genre d'équipes vont commencer la saison. Mais aucun doute qu'il y a eu une amélioration générale dans les équipes de l'Est.
Merci.
Merci. Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back to Monsieur Poulin. À vous la parole.
Merci à tous. Merci, Paul. La poursuite de la saison 2017 va se poursuivre le mercredi 3 mai prochain en compagnie des Tiger Cats de Hamilton. Et la veille, le 2 mai, aura lieu la conférence sur le repêchage en compagnie de Dwayne Ford de TSN et de Marshall Ferguson de CFL.ca. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. The 2017 season preview teleconference series will be back next week on Wednesday, May 3rd with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. On May 2nd, the CFL will be holding its annual draft teleconference with TSN's Dwayne Ford and CFL.ca's Marshall Ferguson. That's it for now. See you next time. Thanks, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.